Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. So, we're doing the news. We got more info about this school shooting in Georgia. And as we mentioned earlier, the dad has become a big part of the story because right. The kid's dad has been charged with quite a few things, including a couple counts of second-degree murder. He's been charged as an accessory to all of this. We were talking about this, you know, debate about whether or not the parents can be held responsible. I'm okay with parents being held responsible if they broke a law.
Right.
If they actually were accessories, like if they worked together, if they looked like the dad was aware that this was going to happen and somehow facilitated it. Giving the kid a gun for Christmas in 2023, was that in and of itself
against the law? I can't imagine.
Even though you'd already told the cops last year, you know, before Christmas, hey, you know, I know you. He's got problems. He gets bullied, and we'll try and keep the guns away from him. Then you end up giving him a gun for Christmas. Even if you did that, even if you lied to those cops, is that against the law?
I'm not sure.
I don't exactly understand how it is, but everyone just seems to be in agreement that, hey, look, here's why he's getting charged. It's because he told these investigators that he would keep the guns away, and then he ended up getting him a gun anyway. Now, his ex-father-in-law, so the kid's grandfather, maternal grandfather, says that the dad deserves a death penalty.
What?
Says that he should be held totally responsible for, he called him evil, said he should be held totally responsible for provoking this entire massacre. Obviously, the father-in-law, ex-father-in-law, not a big fan of his former son-in-law, but this whole, right. Like, he should be held responsible, he should get the death penalty. Let's not do that.
And I was like, wow, that's pretty strong words. I was like, I wonder what my ex-father-in-law would
say.
It ain't going to be good.
No.
That may be nice.
It's good that they don't make laws based on what does your ex-in-law,
father-in-law think about you.
Yeah. I don't. So the mom apparently was aware that her son might be off to do something bad that day. She figured it out somehow, and she started to alert people. The Washington Post got a hold of some of this, and I think maybe NBC News, and found out that she started trying to alert people, including her sister. And I think this is the same sister that was making those comments on Facebook the day of the shooting. I don't know if you heard about any of that, but the aunt had been posting some things on Facebook saying, you know, I'm going to be there for my nephew, and he's had a rough life. People were like, hey, not right now. You know, now's not the time. And she just kept going. She deleted a post and then posted something else. I don't know if it's the same woman or not, but I'm assuming that it is.
NBC News has learned from the shooter's aunt that a half hour before the deadly shooting, the gunman's mother called Appalachie High School to warn them about her son. Marcy Gray texted her sister about the call. I told them it was an extreme emergency and for them to go immediately and find my son to check on him. Staff at the high school took action, but not in time to stop the shooting that killed four people.
Do you have weapons in the house?
I do.
Are they accessible to him?
They are. I mean, there's nothing loaded, but they are down. I'm telling you right now, we talk about it quite a bit. All the school shootings, things that happen.
Yeah,
all,
scary.
Hey, are you getting picked on at school? He is. He's getting picked on at school, and is everything okay? That's why I keep going up there.
So that's obviously the dad talking to investigators last year about all this, and that's that's the conversation that keeps coming up when they talk about the dad getting arrested, when he told them, that when they said, mate, you know, we're worried about him. He may post something on Discord. Do you have guns around? Well, yeah, no, okay, I'll keep the guns away from him. And then him ultimately giving his son an assault rifle for Christmas. So that's its whole other thing. The dad and him getting in trouble. And at this point, Laszlo, I just find so little online that says, but why is the dad getting in trouble? Right. Actually, I did see an opinion piece in the Wall Street
Journal. And clearly, don't get this the wrong way. They clearly bad parenting.
Absolutely. Sounds horrible like a horrible parent.
Horrible
and
parenting.
And just a mean guy from what we've read.
But I'm not, I can't put my finger on what law he
broke.
The
second degree murder stuff is, you know, as an accessory, right. It's, and then they could, again, they could convince me, here's how he's an accessory. He was aware. But to say he was aware because the cops had investigated something a year before, that's not
aware.
The same. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not really... And you guys didn't do anything about it. We could look at it that way. You investigated him last year. You were made aware of this, and you didn't do anything about it. So why aren't you guys accessories?
Exactly. And you put all the onus on a dad?
On the dad who was a crappy dad, it sounds like. Really crappy dad.
Then you pick that up in the conversation, that maybe this guy... Like, again, I mean, you can go pretty far down the fault line, and we've decided that, you know, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't understand. I did see something. I saw one thing over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal that was an opinion thing that said, hey, maybe we should pump the brakes on just charging parents and family members when something like this happens. I know we're all frustrated that things, that there doesn't seem to be a way to address, that no one can agree on a way to address this stuff. But taking this turn and saying we'll just start charging family members is probably not a road that we want to head down. I mean, that's the one thing I've seen. Everything else is like, here's why the dad's in trouble. He told the cops. I mean, then he got him the gun.
Right.
So, of course, they charged him. I don't get it. Does that make you an accessory? I don't know anything about the law. I would just assume if you're an accessory,
What's the NRA saying about this?
Nothing.
Why?
Not that I've seen. Nothing. They never do.
It just seems like your 2A people would be up in arms about this.
You would think there'd be more people upset that they're arresting parents now. This is just going to become like the... It would seem like the trend. We had both the parents of the shooter in Michigan. Then we had the speeding kid that we talked about last week or week before when the police are saying, hey, we might press charges against the mother because she knew her kid was driving fast and didn't do anything about it. And now you've got this case in Georgia. It just seems like this is a thing that they do now, that we do as a country. We say, hey, we got the kid. He's going to prison. But that's not enough. We've been doing that in the past. We can charge him as an adult, all of those things. What else could we do? Well, we'll go after the parents, the aunts, the uncles, whoever it is. I don't know, man. I don't love it. I really, really don't. And people just seem to be on board with this. And I'm not a parent, but I would think that a lot of parents out there would be able to sympathize with the idea that your kid could do something that you never would have predicted they would do, and that you shouldn't necessarily be held legally responsible for it. That was never a thing up until now. That if your kid went and broke the law, your kid goes and robs a bank, they never said, well, we're going to put you in jail, too. Now, if you got in trouble for child abuse...
As a parent, you're like, man, I hope my kid never does that.
Right.
Like, there's a ton of hope.
Yeah.
Like you don't know for sure.
Right.
Like, I hope my kid turns out great, but you don't know.
No, you don't.
You do the best you can.
And if there is if you broke a law, some sort of child abuse, child neglect,
all that stuff,
I get. Okay, that's fine. If you guys can prove that, that's fine. But you're an accessory to murder now?
Right. It feels like, you know, if they went in, they asked the guy, does he have access to guns, because he said he's going to shoot up the school. And then he's like, well, yeah, no, they're not loaded. We've talked about it a lot. I don't see how, if you're a cop, I'm just being honest, you leave there and be like, okay, good, dad's got it.
Right, that's the other thing.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not like they went in and he's like, you're goddamn right he doesn't have. I've taken all the guns out of this house. There will be no guns in this house. And, you know, he's not allowed. Like, he didn't
do that. He hemmed and hawed.
Like, I could hear my dad. Like, no, there are no guns in this house. As a matter of fact, I'm driving him to school every day. My dad would be like, and by the way, I'm going to frisk him on his way to school, and I expect the school to be looking at, like, I could, like, maybe, I feel like the police would leave and be like, all right, settle down. But this guy's just like, yeah, kind of, whatever. Like, how'd you leave and be like, yeah, dad's got it. He said that the guns don't have bullets in them. Like, what?
Right. That's it. Because that's a bad headline. FBI investigated student last year. Nothing came of it.
Right.
This year, student kills people. That's a bad headline
for you.
That all
seemed fine. Like, at least call CPS or something.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, check on this kid.
Then you got this story in Maryland. I don't know if you heard about this, but these kids get into a fight in the bathroom. You got a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old. They get into a fight in the bathroom at school. This 16-year-old pulls a gun.
Ugh.
and shoots the 15-year-old and then makes a run for it, makes it to some apartments, I think, next door, but they ended up catching him.
A 15-year-old boy in Maryland was shot and killed during a fight in a high school bathroom on Friday. Officials say the 16-year-old shooter will likely be charged as an adult. Police say the boy was taken into custody within minutes after he fled to a nearby apartment complex. The victim was airlifted to a Baltimore hospital where he later died. Police say the suspect will be identified once he is charged next week.
And I know this is another thing that we've talked about many, many times over the years, but this whole, we'll charge him as an adult. I don't understand it. I do understand you wanting to keep certain kids detained longer than the law will allow if they're children.
Right.
So you say, this kid's clearly a psycho. He's 16. He killed this person. We can tell that he's messed up. I've seen some of those stories, sure, all the true crime that I watch. You go, yeah, that kid should be supervised probably the rest of his life. But then you got to change those laws that just say,
absolutely,
hey, we don't have to charge this kid as an adult because he's literally not an adult.
And I always thought it was, you know, the mandatory minimum that made them say we're going to charge kids
that
as less. But if you just took away mandatory minimums, because I don't think like a mandatory minimum, I understand the idea behind it so that, you know, judges can't be weak or lawyers can't get people. But I don't think the mandatory minimum is stopping people from doing certain crimes. Like, dude, don't do that crime. You know the mandatory minimum is 5 years. Like, I don't think it's stopping them. Like, I know they say the death penalty is a deterrent. Okay, we could have that argument if you wanted. They used to hang people in Center Square in England, and that was the biggest day for pickpockets because everybody was out in the crowd watching, and they could just bump. But that said, I'll go along with you that argument. We don't have to have that argument. But if you just had mandatory, got rid of that, then maybe that would make it easier for me to swallow if they're like, well, he's just charged with murder.
Right.
And then the judge can take into account his age or not.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that unfortunately we give judges, you know, they can wield that power.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have a maximum.
The Supreme Court already set something because the Supreme Court said a while back that, hey, all these kids that were tried as adults when they were minors and got life in prison, natural life, that's too long. You can't give them life in prison, no parole. Or maybe they said you can't give them the death penalty when they're older. I guess that probably wasn't that long ago either, that you could charge a 16-year-old as an adult and then, you know, after 15 years of appeals, maybe. I don't know. But I know that the Supreme Court has gotten involved and said, hey, you know what? There's things that need to change,
anyway,
so you can change that stuff. Go ahead.
And kids are just going to school, man. You're trying, like, you think you're having a fight in the bathroom. Now it's like the dude pulled a gun.
And
like, I
every
had
kid
plenty
is
of fights in
now.
High school. I never thought I'm going to get shot.
Nope.
My kid got into a fight in the bathroom, and I, you know, they were asking him, you know, well, didn't you think you could just walk away and throw that punch? He's like, I was thinking I need to survive.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I've been in a lot of fights. I never thought I needed to survive. It's not. It was like, I mean, survival to the extent of I don't want to get my ass kicked here. And be beaten up badly.
But not like,
not like the guy's going to shoot me in the chest. I never thought that.
Yeah. It's insane.
Right, it's a different world.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, I want to read this. We got a letter.
Oh, boy.
The Church of Laszlo, care of 989 The Rock.
Was it sent from prison?
No.
Oh.
It was sent from Gardner, Kansas. Close enough.
I think I've been.
My future wife listens every day. And has since way before I met her. I really love listening to her laugh at some of the craziest things you all say. Please consider just looking at our website. If you can make it for the reception, that'd be amazing. Free food and drinks. I have a free desktop vacuum for SlimFast if he makes it. We were invited to a wedding, boys.
So are we going?
Yeah.
Nice.
When is it?
I have to look at the website. I got the card from the knot.
Well, don't
right
forget,
here.
I got that thing at the Ren Fair, so don't forget.
Yeah, that's right.
Laszlo sent me to Ren Fair, so I got that coming up, and then.
Wait, you're going to Ren Fair?
Yeah, I think you're going too.
What?
Check
where?
The dates.
Why?
Check your email. You're going. We're all going.
I'm not going.
Laszlo's not going for some reason, but I'm going. Looking forward to it.
I'll get
family
tricky
was
leg.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, you and I need to pick the dates. You know, we got to get that settled because.
I'll go to the wedding.
Laszlo's got to go to this wedding. So
I've been invited to a wedding. I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
It's two weekends.
Mm-hmm. It's because the Renfrew thing's on a Sunday and he wants to watch football. That's why. But if it was on a Saturday, he'd say it's college football. So it's just, he just doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
That's fine. Sure the Renfrew will be great.
I'm looking guys forward both to
love
it.
So. I love turkey legs.
I know.
I'll be
if
there.
Bomb Pop likes it, you can go make a little bit more money. Doesn't he like the mermaid swamp thing? I'm sure.
We walked
swamp
by
thing.
It. It
mermaid like swamp. Swamp thing. Welcome to Mermaid
he
Swamp.
He was excited. We walked by it. It was kind of lame, so then we left.
Well, maybe you were there at the wrong time. You got to get there. Everyone knows you got to get there early
like
for Mermaid Swamp.
Pond with them just sitting around.
That's because you were late. Yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
We'll pick some dates. Go through your emails, Snowcone.
Okay.
A woman who went missing for 12 days was found alive in the woods in California. Now, listen to this. Obviously, we don't have all the details, but we've got enough of them that I think we can assume a few things here. This girl goes to a mini camp. She's in her 20s. She goes to a mini camp with some friends.
Mini camp?
I don't know what the hell that means because I'm not a hiker. But I'm guessing it's some sort of small camp area where it's like it's not a I think it's like the actual physical thing. But someone on Twitch could correct us. Twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. Like it's an area that's been set up by someone before them. But I could be wrong. Either way, she's with these friends. This is back in August. We're talking like August 26th.
Okay.
It sounds to me like there is some sort of a fight between her and these girlfriends.
Okay.
And she decides she wants to go back to the city. She's from Sacramento.
Okay.
And she storms off. She's going to go back to the city. Now, it sounds like everyone maybe went to bed, or at least they were getting ready to go to bed. It was nighttime, and she left. So she either left in the middle of the night, or she left early in the morning, because these girls say they wake up, and their friend's not there, and they go looking for her, and they can't find her. So then they go to get help, and rescuers were searching for 12 days for this woman. It sounds like she literally got into a huff and said, I don't want to do this. I'm angry, right? I'm gonna leave. And they're like, you can't leave. We're in the woods, and this is a treacherous area, their words. This is a treacherous area. And she's like, I'm going back to the city. And she leaves in the middle of the night while they're asleep, or early in the morning. But when they wake up, she's gone. And she realizes at some point, I shouldn't have left my friends. I'm walking and walking, not getting anywhere. I'm going to turn around and go back and try and find them. She walks back to try and find them. She can't find them. Oh, luckily, rescuers.
Were they gone?
Yeah, they were already gone. Well, by the time she came back, I don't know. When she came looking for them, who knows how long it took her to get back. By the time rescuers found her, she'd climbed up, they said, a pretty good-sized cliff to get to where she was. But she was extremely emaciated and dehydrated. They were kind of surprised that she was alive, honestly, after 12 days. But
deputies found 24-year-old Esmeralda Marie Pineda after she had been missing for 12 days.
Just happy, ecstatic, amazed that she was still alive. She was able to pick her head up and kind of wave at us.
12 days of search and rescue efforts through treacherous terrain spared no expense.
The area on the Middle Fork where she was, there's not trail systems, so people just generally don't go down there.
Okay. Mm. Could you not imagine, first of all, just pretend like you decided to go camping for some reason.
Okay.
But you're camping with a girlfriend, a spouse, whatever. No, imagine that you're going with your spouse or a girlfriend. Could you not imagine a fight that breaks out where she says, I'm not taking this anymore. I'm going home. And you can't go home.
Right.
We're in the middle of the woods.
Sure.
And she's like, I don't care. I want to get away from you. And she walks off. And then how long do you search? Because the truth is, you don't really want to find her in that moment.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how long does it take me to tell someone?
Right. That's what I think these friends were probably doing. Now, this is a guess, but I can just imagine these friends being like, F her. Where did she go? Do you think she's going to walk back to the city?
I think like, after a couple of days,
we
got to
tell someone. Right. Like, and we should probably tell them that we searched for her, that we were out there searching high and low and couldn't find her.
And she, yeah.
You know, we shouldn't say that we were mad, and she said she was going to walk back to the city, and we told her she was an idiot, and she disappeared. So, you got to come up with some sort of a story, and maybe that's even that you say, she left in the middle of the night, we were all asleep. Because if you say that she walked off while you were arguing with her.
No, you don't think she's going to come home alive.
Right. And at that point, you're like, oh, God.
For 12 days.
12 days?
Well, they found
she doesn't seem to be any type of a survivalist. You said she was sitting there, and she was able to lift her head a little bit. I think you heard him say, and wave slightly to get their attention. They showed pictures of her. I mean, her lips were all cracked. She was totally dehydrated. But she's alive. She lost some weight, and she was thirsty, but she's alive. 12 days. And they said it's a really, really tough area, even for people who are hikers, which is not me. Maybe these people are. I mean, they're already out there camping, so I don't know. But it seemed to me like she got angry.
Like a long time.
She threw a fit. It sounds to me like she threw a fit and stormed off.
Well, you can get what you deserve, princess.
And I can almost guarantee, I would be willing to bet money, that those friends watched her storm off, and they're like, F her. This is just me guessing again.
Yeah, you probably think she's going to get home, though.
Something, right. Someone will find her. She'll go back to a trail. I guess there weren't really any trails around where they were. But yeah, or that she'll come to her senses and turn back around sooner than she did. Because maybe they thought, she'll come back here. She's not that dumb. She'll come back here. She'd at least pulled out her compass or something. Maybe not. Because she went off on her own, kept walking, couldn't get to the city.
But nobody's in any trouble, are they?
I mean, no, not that I've read. No one's in any trouble yet. I mean, I don't know if they're interviewing this woman now or what, but I'm not saying that anyone's going to get in trouble. I just, the idea of her saying, I'm angry, I'm going to go back to Sacramento, when they're in the middle of these mountains in the woods. And they're like, you can't. And then she just left. That's a person that when they walk away from me, I don't go searching for them. Not immediately. I'm like, fine. I'd like to see you try.
If it's us, and Snow Cone's like, screw you guys, I'm leaving. I'm like, okay, bro.
Right. Okay, bro. Well, good luck. And I'm sure I'll see you back in the city. You'll probably beat us there. Hopefully. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. But at some point, then you...
But well, I actually, in my head, thinks he probably makes it.
You think?
Once I get home, and they're like, has anybody seen Snow Cone? Then I'm like, yes. He didn't make it.
I don't know.
Then I'm like, no, I didn't see him.
I mean, I guess you think he'd make it, but maybe not if he's got to walk miles and miles and miles up cliffsides and stuff through the woods. I don't know.
I started telling him he went in different ways.
But this was the last place I saw him.
Yeah, the last place I saw him, like 20 miles aside. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we were camping here, but then we decided to go somewhere else. He came with us, and then he left.
But just tell me he went to Vegas for the weekend.
We decided to go to Wyoming and camp. You guys should probably look around there for him.
Right. Oh, how did he end up in California? That's weird. Someone in Missouri, my home state, got the bird flu.
Aww.
And the thing is, they got the bird flu, and they were never exposed to any birds.
How can you not be exposed
cows
to birds?
Well, that's what the CDC would like to know. Because most people that get bird flu, everybody that gets bird flu is exposed to cows or birds.
Aren't we all exposed to birds?
Well, like, this person doesn't work at a farm. They don't handle poultry. So I guess that's what they mean. Like, they're not overly exposed to it like most people who get bird flu. The person
ended
up in the hospital.
CDC confirming the first human case of bird flu in Missouri. And the state's health department says this patient had no exposure to animals and was not a poultry worker.
Just to be clear here, what we're seeing that's new here is that, you know, in previous cases of bird flu in humans that we've seen, you know, a handful have popped up in the U.S. over the last several years. We've seen that there has been an exposure to cattle or to other animals. I mean, this one, there's no known exposure yet. So I think we're still waiting to learn more.
Okay, well, I looked it up. This person, they're not identifying the person that I've seen, but the person ended up in the hospital, but did get released from the hospital. How the hell, I wouldn't know to check for bird flu. That's not something that I think is a real thing. That's not something I think people get that aren't poultry workers or farmers, whatever. Yeah. I've never heard of anyone getting bird flu. But now they say the first case in Missouri, my home state, someone who wasn't around animals, and they're trying to figure out how the person got it.
Mm. You seem susceptible to that.
I do. I'm really susceptible to all of it. I got COVID within like a month of the pandemic starting.
Plus you had rheumatic fever.
I had strep, or I had strep that led to scarlet fever.
Oh, yeah, you had the plague.
I don't know if that's the plague, but I did have scarlet fever. And then I've had norovirus a few times.
Oh, yeah, but that's from strippers.
But I get it easily.
Yeah, but still, they'll be like, have you had any
contact
exposure with buttholes? And they're like, yeah, yeah. So I don't think like the doctors would be shocked about that.
Yeah, but other people had exposure to that and didn't get as sick as I did. I ended up in the hospital.
I don't know if they had the kind of exposure to that.
Sure they do. Oh, yeah, right. I'm the only one getting a lap dance.
You guys went a little further than that.
Well, it was a VIP lap dance. Mm. But still, I bet you other people didn't end up in the hospital that very night. I was in the hospital by 4 a.m.
The same thing you did.
I'll bet you a lot of people do. What else are they going to do?
Not that.
Okay, so you don't do that?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
So you just put your hands by your side? You sit on your hands?
No, but I don't do what you do with my hands.
With your hands? I don't do anything with your hands.
Well, you know, I don't do with my hands what you do with your hands.
I think most people do. But either way, the point is I get sick a lot. And I shouldn't be alive. My science teacher told me that in high school. He said I should be dead.
Yeah.
And he said that...
And for doing what you do is probably right.
He said it's like Final Destination. You know, I cheated evolution by surviving these things I shouldn't have survived. I wouldn't have made it to 10 years old, you know, before modern medicine. And so he says death is gonna find me. And that's why I worry about stuff like bird flu coming after me.
Well, you seem very bold in a strip club.
Well, look, I didn't know then that would land me in the hospital. You think I still do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.